Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Before the late 1980s, no one had ever heard of mad cow disease. Then suddenly, hundreds of thousands of cattle in the United Kingdom came down with the disease. Then it was discovered that humans could catch it as well from eating infected beef. Dr. Stephen Moore is the chair of bovine genomics at the University of Alberta and a prion scientist.
I think we're better at detecting these things, frankly. We pick things up earlier. The food agencies try to control it. The disease agencies try to control it early, so we hear all about it in the press. BSE may have been with us for hundreds of years. We don't know. The fact of the matter is we never had a big outbreak like in the UK, and that's spurned the subsequent outbreaks in other countries due to the importation of meat and bone meal or animals coming in for breeding, etc. The world's a smaller place. I think that contributes to the spread of disease. People travel worldwide very frequently. Animals travel worldwide very frequently. So the potential is there for things to spread a lot more easily than maybe 20 years ago.
That was bovine geneticist and prion researcher Dr. Stephen Moore. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.